This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Back in the 70s and 80s, Chris Stamey made his mark on the indie rock scene with the North Carolina band The DBs. Since then, he's been a producer, played with lots of musicians and lots of groups, including REM and Yo La Tengo. But before he was swept away by rock and roll, Chris grew up with another kind of music. As a kid, he would listen to his father play songs on the piano from the Great American Songbook. About a year and a half ago, Chris reconnected with his family piano, and he began writing songs inspired by the classic tunes that his father used to play. And this turned into a new narrative song cycle called Occasional Shivers. Chris performs the song cycle with the help of other local musicians tonight at the Keenan Music Building at UNC Chapel Hill. And Chris Stamey joins me in the studio. Welcome back, Chris.
Great to be back, Frank.
Along with you, some musicians, some who we have seen before and others who are all brand new. Julian Lambert on the keyboard, Scott Sawyer on the electric guitar, Kristen Lambert on vocals, and Millie McGuire also on vocals. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Chris, tell us more about listening to that music and those songs that your dad used to play.
Well, growing up, you know, I would try to imitate my dad. He would leave off to his medical practice, and I would sit there and kind of plunk out my own versions of those songs in a tinker toy way. But coming back to the piano, I think I was able to find that child in a way. I think that I came to realize that maybe creativity is always that kid at the beach, and you find a little stone you like, and then there's another one, and you see how they fit together. And it's only after the fact you start to talk about the vernacular of the American Songbook or something.
Well, and what are some of the songs you remember most clearly and most fondly?
A lot of them are World War II things. I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'll See You in My Dreams. He would also play Chopin, Rachmaninoff, and of course, Gershwin, Cole Porter, Jerome Kern.
So tell us about this project then. You're not playing those songs. You've composed your own songs kind of in the spirit of some of those.
Yeah, and I don't think that Ira and George Gershwin really need anyone reimagining them. They did a pretty good job of imagination. But what I did find very intriguing is opening up into 4- and 5-note chords into a richer harmonic palette. And on the piano, you know, you can spread things out more on guitar. So that spoke to me. And also, I think lyrically, you can more polysyllabic words. Is that onomatopoeia? Polysyllabic? No, it defines itself, though. A richer, more erudite lyrical vocabulary. If you're playing guitar really loud, you kind of just want to say, I want you.
or sometimes I want you to stop, depending on how well you're playing. But I get your point, yes.
as I got the piano, I was also working on a record with Sherston and with a great group of North Carolina jazz players, including John Brown, Wes Lachaud, Jim Crew, Scott, Bill Frizzell, Niels Klein, and we started needing a little more material. So I said, "Well, Sherston, here's one." I came over on Christmas morning. I think I'd written one for you. Yeah. We're going to do that one, right?
Well, why don't we do? Let's do. Give us a sample of what we're going to hear tonight, and maybe going to do a little medley first. Is that
we it? Are? We're going to do a few of the more mellow ones. The guys had other things to do, so the gals are joining us
all
today.
Right.
Here are the two of the earliest songs I wrote for Sherston's record.
Okay. I didn't mean to fall in love with you. It was the last thing that I'd want to do. Across a crowded room, I saw you there, waving your hand in. I didn't know that it would come to this, to go from strangers to a goodnight kiss. The curtains in the breeze, strange melodies, champagne at 40 degrees. Now I find I spend all my time counting the seconds till I see you again. church bells chime and the subways grind, but in my mind I'm there with you. In my mind I'm there. This music that I hear whenever you are near, the thrill of it is exquisite and strange. The glare and clatter of the crowd, which once it seemed so loud, has vanished and your melody remains. All that I had left to while away the hours of the day. But now old Sir Rachmaninoff seems sentimental fluff, and Gershwin is 5,000 miles away. What is this music that I hear? What is this music that I hear? Each time I find you standing there, what is this music that I hear? What is this music that I
There we have a medley of songs. I Didn't Mean to Fall in Love with You and What Is This Music I Hear from the new song cycle Occasional Shivers. Chris Damey composed the piece. You heard Kirsten Lambert on vocals, her son Julian on the keyboard, and Scott Sawyer on the guitar on that particular piece. Chris, tell us more about the song cycle and the performance that you put together for tonight.
Well, I like calling this group of songs a song cycle. It has many advantages, one of them being no one knows what it means. I'm working with some folks at something called the Process Series at UNC, right. And we're actually kind of reverse engineering from these songs into a musical entertainment, a type of musical play that'll hopefully be out theatrically next year. Mm. And we're going to do some more workshops and readings. So we're playing the soundtrack to... a play that doesn't quite exist, but Eric Hodge is coming on board. Is on board, and he's gonna. We're kind of turning into a radio play. Maybe that's the best way to say it.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, the idea. First of all, you start with the music. Now you've got a lot of songs, and you kind of stitch it together with a narrative, and then ultimately build that out into a play. And Eric Hodge, of course, perfect. We happen to have just a short clip from how that's going to work tonight, just
really?
To give you a sense of how Eric is going to sound. Tonight in that performance.
Right.
It goes
amazing.
Just, no, we can do it all. Watch.
It's Eric Hodge calling from WUNC.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You've won the trip to the destination of your choice.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, that's not you didn't write that.
That doesn't really write that.
No. Okay, well, anyway, that's the guy. He will not be giving away trips to Italy tonight, but he will be part of your performance.
He will, and he'll, you know, I think he does reveal the plot, but maybe I could help a little bit.
Yeah.
People are going to come. There's an older couple and a younger couple. Both of the guys are songwriters, and the younger one has just arrived in New York. He becomes assistant of the older guy. I thought it was very clever in naming the older guy Paul Carter, and no one has really laughed at the possible Cole Porter implication of that. But
okay.
The play is really about what happens with the songwriting under the effect of a muse. And how that is both constructive and destructive for a relationship. And
that's great stuff. Well, I think you're going
to
play keyboard in this next one.
I'd
right about
to.
That? You do that. I'm going to ask Millie a question here, because Millie, like Julian Lambert, who played the keyboard on that last piece, you are also a 16-year-old high school student. Am
yes.
I right?
Yes.
So tell us about your involvement in this project and kind of what you'll be doing.
Well,
I'm sort of just singing all the songs that Chris gave me.
Do you sing? I mean, have you been singing for a long time?
Yeah, my family's very musical, but I didn't really realize until high school that I was good at it.
How did you realize that? Did somebody tell you, or did you kind of hear, and do you feel it when you sing? When you're good?
Right. My older sister was involved in a cappella, and when I got into freshman year, she was like, come try out. Everyone wants you to. I was like, I don't know. I didn't think I was as good as her. Then everyone was blown away, and they sort of developed my appreciation of music, and it's just kind of gone from there.
Well, let's hear another piece now, and I think we're going to hear I Fall in Love So Easily. Is that the right one? All right. Well, let's hear that now from the song cycle that you will hear at the Keenan Music Building tonight at UNC. Let's listen.
I fall in love so easily. I see a smile that pleases me. Before you know, I can't get free. Oh, I fall in love so easily. I tell myself I'll run away and live to love another day. But that's before you looked my way. Oh, I fall in love so easily. Maybe it's all because of the weather, winter, fall, the colder the better. But if that's true, I'd like to keep warm with you. Stay hidden from the storm with you. Some people say the stars are behind it. Astrology, I don't really mind it. But if that's true, I'll look in the sky for you. I'll look up in the sky for you. I tell myself that it's no good. I'll lock the door and knock on wood. But now I'm back where I once stood. Oh, I fall in love. I fall in love. I fall in love so easily. So easily.
That is Millie McGuire singing I Fall in Love So Easily from the song cycle Occasional Shivers. Chris Stamey composed the piece. Chris Stamey was on the keyboard on that one, Scott Sawyer on the electric guitar, and as I said, Millie McGuire on vocals. Occasional Shiver performs tonight at the Keenan Music Building at UNC Chapel Hill. I want to leave you time to play us out, but tell us a little bit more about the future. They said you're sort of working it into a play.
We are. Django Haskins is involved tonight, and Tristan and Millie, and there's a fellow named Precise Baez who's run off to Tennessee this month, but he's been involved in the workshops we've been having, and you might have seen him at Playmakers this summer.
Precise has been on this show doing some performances as well.
A young director named Caitlin Wells is involved. And as I said, Joseph Miglet, the process.
Yeah, that series. Process has turned out a lot of good programs too. The things that have gone on to have other lives.
I like I said, I think a lot about creativity in the process, and I think one of the best things is when you don't know what you're doing, and that's definitely true of this experience. I'm just wide-eyed and along for the ride, but there are a lot of great people involved.
Well, I'd say not knowing where the product is going to go, but having great musical chops probably makes a big difference when you start out.
It's intimidating being around these players. I love music, but I'm still a beginner against some of these guys.
Singer-songwriter Chris Stamey. The new song cycle is called Occasional Shivers. Joining us in the studio, Julian Lambert on the keyboard, Scott Sawyer on electric guitar, Kirsten Lambert on vocals, and Millie McGuire on vocals as well. Occasional Shivers premieres tonight at 8 o'clock, Keenan Music Building at UNC Chapel Hill. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Ormond, and Katie Barron. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Widarski sitting in today to help out as well. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, music from Chris Stamey's Occasional Shivers.
September, when the wind shook the walls, as the lightning struck, I said, I don't wanna die. And I knew right then you were the reason why I am yours. From the moment I rise, I am yours. Under threatening skies, I am yours. Now I realize I am yours. We exist in silence, there's no way to get through. Something's come between us, and I've lost touch with you. But I would give anything to be back again. There in the darkness where it all began, I am yours. From the moment I rise, I am yours. And I cannot disguise, I am yours. Till the day that I die, I am yours.